Audio Mo, day 17. I think it's 2 days I've been away from the challenge, so please forgive me. A lot happening at the moment in the life of David in Bosnia and Herzegovina. We didn't get much sleep last night. We do have this kitten that we found on our drive. About a week ago now, maybe. I can't remember. That's the thing. OLD, old. Short-term memory goes out of the window, but you seem to keep a long-term memory. And my mum, who's 92, lives in Downham Market in Norfolk, is a great example of that. She can't remember what happened yesterday, but, yeah, go back to the 1931. I'm sure she can tell you the time of day when she did things. But I digress. We didn't get much sleep last night, Tamara and I. The kitten is 28 days old, according to the vet, round about that. Has, we think, not taken the natural autoimmune defense from its mother. So it left its mother before that could happen. And although it's very sweet and its eyes are now open and it's walking around quite fast, running around, in fact, it's still having to be fed every so many hours by bottle. And what else? It got the sniffs, and then it got congested, and then it couldn't eat. And last night was a complete drama. We managed to get, we have a natural humidifier, so we had that running, and Tam did a little bit of careful steam around the head a little bit to allow Akiva to breathe a bit. But we went to the vets again today. Absolutely fantastic vets in our local town. And although Akiva is too young normally to be given medication, they felt that some antibiotics and other stuff would help. So two injections and using one of those sort of pipette things. He has got something for his sore throat as well. I've just gone in the house. The time now is early afternoon. And, yeah, he's breathing normally or getting on the way to breathing normally. And that's got to be a good sign. So luck is with us as far as Akiva the kitten is concerned. And that's what I wanted to talk about today is luck. We were driving in the car, last Sunday. And as we're driving out of the village, a black cat ran across the road in front of the car. And Tamara said, "Oh no, bad luck." And I said, no, it's good luck. And she said, no, here in the Balkans, it's bad luck. Yeah, that happened before we got the kitten, that's right. And I said, no, in Britain, it's good luck, especially if the cat goes from left to right, I believe. But they don't have it that way. So we spent the rest of our journey in the car talking about superstitions and how people do things. So bad luck if a black cat walks across you left or right or right to left in this part of Southeast Europe. And then I said to her, what about when we go somewhere like on holiday or we're going far away or we're going to do something that is pretty important and we go and see your mum, when we walk out of the house, she always throws water after us. What's all that about? And she said, well, yeah, that's luck as well. From the Ottoman days, I believe. So they throw water behind you. I have noticed that on a few occasions and wondered about it, but I never really talked about it, but they throw water behind you here when you leave, and that is supposed to bring you good luck. And finally, we have our little project of renting an apartment upstairs here in the village. Tam and I live downstairs, and the upper floor of the house is we use it to host guests who want to come, well, family obviously, but then people who want to come and visit Bosnia-Herzegovina, because we can, you know, we speak English, which is good for them. And we show them around, which is good for them, and it's cool. Anyway, we had some guests, which was good, because a little bit of extra cash helps her parents. It's I think the average wage now has gone up to £500 a month, I think. So, and they're pensioners, so they don't even get that. I digress again. But I managed to get these guests to come, which was nice. And Tam's mother went and bought lamb, freshly spit-roasted lamb. And I love it. She doesn't, her mother, but the rest of the family does. So she bought lamb. And we were enjoying it, and we were discussing about being grateful to have guests, right? And she said it's all to do with, I'm going to get this right because it's going to sound bad in English if I get this wrong. Nafaka. Yeah. Nafaka. That's it. Nafaka. Yeah. Which is an old Turkish word. And it means bringing more good luck and more wealth to you. So she went and got this nice spit roast, and we enjoyed it. And it's there to celebrate what just happened, and it'll bring more. So she said, when we get more people, then I'm going to get a whole lamb, and we'll spit roast that. So this part of the world, if you will, has got lots of superstition and lots of tradition around it. There's just three little examples about the cat, water, and having a celebration over something to encourage nafaka. I hope I've got that right. There's tons of other things. We live in a load of villages around here in this part of the country, which is Orthodox Christian, and according to their calendar, sometimes if there's a certain saint's day, nobody works in the fields. I'm not a religious person, so I don't get it, but everybody does it. And in the early days when I lived here, I used to be going out banging nails in, and people said, no, you can't work, you can't work. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed that, because I didn't know anything about that in the UK. We haven't played any music on the last couple of audio mows. But we're going to rectify that today. At the moment, indoors, oh, by the way, I'm sat in the shade here. We're 2:30 in the afternoon, yes, and we're creaking our way into the mid-30s, and this time next week, we're going to be at 40 or 41 Celsius. Take it easy during the day. Everybody goes to sleep during the day, and then they do their stuff either early morning or late in the evening. But nevertheless, in the house, it's nice and cool. We don't use air conditioning, because when we wake up in the morning, we air the house and we drop all the shutters, which is crazy, maybe you think. But when you walk inside the house, it's like a fridge. It's absolutely beautiful. So Akiva, the kitten, is just being fed by Tam. And I went in and I said, I need a piece of music to play on my audio mode today. And when you were young, like in your teens, what was your favourite piece of music? Now, I know that she likes this band called EKV, Ekaterina Velika, from the 1980s. And she said, Dum Dum, play Dum Dum. So that's what we're going to do. Dum Dum by EKV, which is Ekaterina Velika. And I'll see you day 18, audio mo, from Bosnia and Herzegovina, that heart-shaped, misunderstood country in the middle of Southeast Europe. Doviđenja, ciao for now, and vidimo se sutra, which means I'll see you tomorrow. Dugo se pitam, vredi li truda, ali sigurno da mi se sviđa. Zato želim da sačekam malo u odluci ovoj, ne bih htio da strada. Neću da kopam po džubrištu sreće, ne bih da zaprljam ruke. Moć počiva negde, iza debelih vrata, ja bih htio da vlada.
Whoa.